This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding you about the cost of a divided heart. A divided heart occurs when you seek God's will one day and yours the next. This is exactly how Solomon began to live his life. Recently, we talked about Solomon's insatiable desire for wealth and material possessions. He took on the mindset that he just needed one more wife, just one more chariot, and this led him to have 700 wives and 1,400 chariots. Solomon's first downfall came when he allowed the influences of this world to pull him further and further away from God. His next downfall came when he allowed his heart to become divided. He wanted things both ways. He did things God's way one day and his way the next. We know that Solomon had a weakness for women, which led him to marry many foreign women. God warned Solomon about this because these foreign women worshiped other gods. Initially, Solomon built little shrines for his wives so they could burn their incense and make sacrifices to their gods. Yet before long, Solomon joined his wives in worshiping these other gods. This ultimately led to Solomon's undoing. Evil had gained a foothold into his heart, which caused his wholehearted love for God to now become divided. He worshiped his heavenly Father one day and the earthly gods the next. Is your heart conflicted today? Are you doing what God asked you to do one day and doing what you desire the next? If so, cling to these words. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, trust God wholeheartedly.